Over the last maybe 2 months, I've gone to Park City, Utah, I believe 3 or 4 times. My children have had a lot of biking events up there to practice, and I've had an opportunity to go up and spend probably 20 hours or so waiting for them and going to visit different places and such. And then on a recent trip, I had the opportunity to take one of my friends with me. And I'll have to talk about what my son did on his trip up there at another time, because it's a pretty epic experience. But my friend and I, we went up to Park City and ended up being Pioneer Day in Utah, July 24th. And we had forgotten that there'd be quite a few people up there. And being a Saturday, there was a lot of people from the holiday, the day of the week. It was packed and it was actually really, really enjoyable. So first thing we did is, after dropping my son off and some friends, we went over to the factory outlets, which are actually west of Park City, as far as the Park City downtown area. And the outlet stores are spectacular in themselves. You have everything from Oakley to Nike to Eddie Bauer. I think there's a ton of them. We went to Under Armour and grabbed some shirts and such. And just walking around the outlet stores can take a few hours. It can be very enjoyable if you're a window shopper or an actual purchaser as well. So after doing that, we had the opportunity to go downtown, like Main Street in Park City. And I hadn't been there in a few years. My friend had been there a little bit more recently. On the way there, though, as we were driving from the outlet stores to downtown Park City, it was really cool to see so many people on electric bikes. Apparently, Intermountain Healthcare is sponsoring a lot of the bikes and providing them a deep discount so people can just ride bikes for miles and miles. And, of course, they're pedal-assisted, and you can do as much work or as little work as you want. We even saw some people with really thick tires, those big old bikes, and other ones just regular bikes. Ton of people biking. We finally got into Park City, and we just, well, first of all, it's going to be a tough, depending on when you go, it can be really tough to find a place to park. If you park on Main Street, it's really tight parking, and you might want to go and see if you can pay for parking just so you don't have to worry about trying to park on Main Street. And maybe we did see a really cool little Porsche on Main Street. I think it was a 912. And it was really awesome to see. But parking, that's going to be a challenge. You want to make sure that you know how you're going to take care of that. We ended up parking a few streets off of Main Street and then walked down. There's these massive, really long, steep stairs on the south side of Main Street in Park City. And you climb these stairs and you can go up and check out other streets as well and such. But as we walked down Main Street, this is what we saw. And you might have seen this or you might have heard about this in Park City. There are so many art galleries that maybe 15 to 20 of them at least, if you're looking at both sides of the street. We decided to duck in and check out maybe 3 or 4 of the different galleries. And you know what we saw pretty much every gallery that we looked in, even from the street? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Some kind of a picture or drawing or artwork about them. Of course, because Sundance Film Festival is in Park City. We also saw a lot of pop art stuff, like Andy Warhol Campbell Soup pop art. Or we saw a lot of Marilyn Monroe and things like that. But one that was really intriguing was we saw I guess it was some artwork of the Lone Ranger and Tonto. And as we went into the store, we looked around and we ended up discovering that the Glenn Beck had done quite a bit of the artwork in this museum. And there was even like some really nice artwork of Jackie Robinson or Ronald Reagan on a horse. And a lot of Americana from the 1940s. They had Amelia Earhart and such. So we were also told that there's a Picasso in Park City, and we went to the museum that apparently had the Picasso, and there's some other, I think Gauguin and some other artists, Pissarro and different ones from the last 100 years. Park City, who would have thought that there'd be so many great places to see artwork? In addition, there were some really cool stores on Main Street, for instance, Helly Hansen. If you're familiar with that Norwegian maker of jackets and other sportswear. We also noticed that there's a ton of different restaurants. And for us, we didn't know, we were pretty hungry, but we wanted to find the best place. And so we saw places that were selling like gelato or all kinds of different food. Not a ton of variety, but there was, you know, like if you wanted pizza, if you wanted wings or burgers, things like that, there was some availability that way. But if you're looking for world famous cuisine from, you know, all over the place, not so many options. I think there was maybe one Italian restaurant. There was maybe one or two Mexican restaurants. But what a fun place to walk up and down the street. Matter of fact, when we finished walking up and down both sides of the street on Main Street, we decided to drive to the end of Main Street, and we found on the east part of Main Street, when it comes to an end, there's a parking lot. You can park, grab your bikes, and you can go for a bike ride. If you have the stamina, it is about 7,000 feet altitude when you start, and then you ascend and you get up to about 7,300 to 7,500 feet, and you're biking through some trails up in this area, again, at the east end of Main Street, and you park and you go up. But these trails are rocky, they're intense. There's times where we had to jump off our bikes and actually walk them because we couldn't go up. Now, we kind of have some road bikes, more road bikes than trail bikes. But we had a great time biking up there. And then when it was all said and done, oh, by the way, we did find a great place to eat that was affordable. We ended up just doing a search to find ones that had, you know, just the $1 sign or the dollar sign or $2 sign. So it was somewhat affordable because there's some pretty pricey places as well. When it was all said and done, though, we had a blast in Park City. The food was really good. The riding our bikes was enjoyable. Just walking and sightseeing and just looking at all the people on Main Street and all the fun places. If you have an opportunity to head to Park City anytime soon, go. You'll enjoy it. Bon voyage.